Lightsel once said, quote, "I am not racist, I am prejudiced." So Lightsel used the ethnic slur to refer to Asians as said black history was not real history. And he also compared people living in government-subsidized housing to animals and said it was amazing an African-American was able to set up a successful business in Dayton without government help. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. Lightsel should be fighting to create new Dayton jobs, but a community Lightsel farm to help create new Dayton jobs dissolved after just 1 year because Lightsel skipped so many meetings. We need a mayor working full-time to move Dayton forward, but Lightsel took an entire month off to renovate his home and even wrote about a project in his personal blog. Lightsel recently commented on a blog that he wants to raise his pay as mayor to $90,000 a year. Lightsel is not fighting to improve Dayton's public schools and said Lightsel has attacked some students calling them, quote, too stupid for the military, unquote, and saying they were even not even good enough to be, quote, cannon fodder or boulder or something for the Army, and Lightsel said he would never send his own daughter to Dayton public school because she would get bored. Crime is a serious problem, but Lightsel actually said not all murders should be treated equally, and Lightsel said the only reason Dayton families are concerned with crime is because the media, quote, hypes homicides. And we're just about done. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some reasons people have given us to vote against A.J. Wagner for mayor. After each, please tell me whether you think it is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. Please, do you as a reason to vote against A.J. Wagner? If you are not sure about a particular item, just say something on the bond. The State Bar Association gave Wagner the worst rating of a judge rated in Ohio. In 2006, Wagner's court was responsible for losing an evidence envelope containing $400 collected during a drug raid, and Wagner even sentenced a murderer convicted of beating a man to death to just 10 years in prison, less than half the usual 25 years. Wagner approved $300,000 in bonuses for county sheriff staff, even after the county commission passed a resolution prohibiting such bonuses. Wagner even gave his own staff bonuses that same year. Wagner is more interested in being a politician than a public service over the last 20 years. Wagner has served as a paid political operative and campaigned for 5 different taxpayer-funded jobs. Wagner even retired with his government job so he could collect a taxpayer-funded pension. Now he's running for mayor so he can collect another $45,000 of taxpayer money on top of his. Just in the last few weeks, Wagner has been campaigning on raising salaries for the mayor and city commission. Wagner puts campaign donors with special interests first. As auditor, Wagner gave a multi-million dollar government contract to a company that donated to his campaign, and Wagner was the guest of honor at a private dinner in private Dayton Philharmonic pop concert paid for by a lobbyist seeking millions in government funding. And now I'm going to read you some reasons people have given to vote for Nan Whaley for mayor. After each, please tell me whether you think it is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or all convincing. Whaley led the fight against $3 million in cuts to Dayton already struggling schools, preventing teachers from being fired, class sizes from going up, clubs and sports from being cut. Whaley also wants to improve our schools by holding them accountable for kindergarten readiness, first grade reading proficiency, and preparedness for college. When we have fought to keep jobs in Dayton, we worked with city leaders and executives together to keep Garris Court in downtown Dayton, and we led efforts to bring GE Aviation and the NCAA tournament to Dayton, creating hundreds of jobs and generating millions of local business or local business. Dan Whaley is the only candidate for mayor endorsed by the Democratic Party, and Dayton firefighters and other labor groups have also endorsed Whaley because she brings people together and fights for Dayton families. Whaley is working to keep guns off the street and out of dangerous hands. Whaley will fight to require background checks on every gun purchased to prevent criminals and the mentally ill from having access to guns. Whaley said government needs to do more with less during tough economic times. That's why Whaley voted to reduce her pay and hasn't accepted a pay raise in the last 5 years as commissioner. Survey Sampling International. These the questions are demographic questions for clarification purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, and an independent? And what is the highest level of education you have the opportunity to complete? Is your home, in your home, do you have cable television, satellite, or direct TV, just regular broadcast television, or no television?